The communique noted that building clean politics and opposing corruption are important tasks in strengthening and standardizing political life within the party. Zhuang Deshui from Peking University said the standardized intra-party political environment plays an important role in fighting against corruption among CPC members and officials.
To achieve the strengthening of party self-discipline in an all-around and strict manner, top priorities should be given to improving the intra-party political life so as to pose deterrence on party members and officials against the corruption and graft, thus building a good and positive political environment.
The communique notes that party organizations at all levels and all CPC members should conform to the party's principles and policies, firmly follow what the Central Committee advocates, implement its decision, and not violate any prohibitions. Zhu Lijia from the China Academy of Governance highlighted the importance of leading by example by senior officials from the Central Committee.
The senior leading officials often play a crucial role as a model demonstrating whether the party, political or social conduct is of integrity. The effective supervision on these officials will positively push for regulated intra-party political life, an improvement on party and political conduct, and thereby refine the whole social and political environment.
It notes the party discipline should also be thoroughly enforced with no exceptions made for any individuals or organizations. The communique also reiterated the party's determination to tackle corruption. In efforts to clean up party politics, leading officials are banned from using their positions to seek benefits for friends and family. Family members and friends of leading officials will be banned from interfering in the work of leading officials, including personnel arrangements. At the same time, the communique also stressed supervision as the fundamental guarantee for properly exercising power, which will ensure party organizations perform their due duties. Zhuang Deshui said measures taken to strengthen party self-discipline are aiming to cope with problems at the source.
We need to build a network on supervising the power and keep it in the cage of a systematic checks or the cage of party discipline, laws, and regulations. The intra-party supervision is of great importance to guarantee the scientific operation of power as well as the honest and self-disciplined manner of leading officials.
The meeting officially called on all its members to closely unite around the CPC Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping as the core, which is regarded as a fundamental guarantee for the adherence to and strengthening of the party leadership. It also announced that the 19th CPC National Congress will be held in Beijing in the second half of next year. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.